This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Perhaps nothing could invoke lame duck rhetoric more than a willingness to serve special interests. Nevertheless, President Obama is expected to make a full display to America of just how loyal he is to Planned Parenthood when the U.S. House sends him the budget bill with substantial defunding of Planned Parenthood. The president has promised a veto in support of his Planned Parenthood loyalty. On the state level, legislatures have responded to popular support for abortion restrictions. The abortion-friendly Guttmacher Institute, which primarily serves the research needs of the abortion industry, says states in the last 5 years have produced as many new abortion restrictions as in the previous 15 years. Young evangelical Christians meeting in St. Louis last week with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship are responding to one of their speakers who criticized pro-life Christians by saying the living should garner more attention than the unborn. The group's leadership has reiterated their support for all human life. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Since 2007, Washington State has tried to compel an Olympia pharmacy to sell abortifacient drugs. On Monday, the Storman family placed their case against those state regulations before the U.S. Supreme Court. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.